Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Awards podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, October 2nd, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of awards news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Actor, producer, and Minivella co-founder Carlos Ponce, named recipient of Pepe Serna Lifetime Achievement Award by the Georgia Latino International Film Festival, October 2nd. Award-winning actor, producer, music artist, entrepreneur, and Minivella co-founder Carlos Ponce will be honored with the Pepe Serna Lifetime Achievement Award at the Georgia Latino International Film Festival on October 2, 2025. The award recognizes Ponce's contributions to film, television, and music, as well as his philanthropic impact and his latest venture, Minivella. With a career spanning over three decades, Ponce has made his mark in telenovelas, Hollywood films, hit series, and as a voice actor in animated favorites. Beyond entertainment, he is a dedicated philanthropist supporting education, children's health, and cultural development. Minivella, his newest venture, is a platform for Latino micro shorts, showcasing Latino voices in film. Previous recipients of the award include Pepe Serna and Paul Rodriguez. Ponce will officially receive the award on October 2, 2025, celebrating his artistry, philanthropy, and pioneering role with Minivella.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Awards podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.